T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, that's Halsey. It's Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Sarah is out with poison oak and maybe Lyme disease.
No, don't say that. It's probably just the flu.
Out with poison oak and the flu. So we're here. We are live.
Okay, Vinny, we're going to get into trash here. And let's talk about Avicii. We haven't talked about him, I guess, since he passed away, and that was about 11 days ago. I believe it was April 20th.
I'm surprised Sarah hasn't mentioned this story because I've been following it and was really surprised to hear the update from the family.
Right. Okay, tell me what you know.
Well, what I heard is that they put it out there that he suicided himself.
Mm-hmm.
And so whether or not he took... We don't know. I haven't heard whether he took drugs or...
I'm going to tell you.
Oh, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, this is what authorities are coming out saying. I guess the family has said that. They did put out a statement, Vinny, like you said last week, saying he could not go on.
Right.
What I haven't heard exactly if there was a note left. There may have been, and that's why they came out with that particular statement that he could not go on.
It was a pretty carefully worded statement from the family,
right,
as in they alluded to, mm-hmm, and didn't actually say what he did.
Authorities are saying Avicii committed suicide with broken glass he used to cut himself. It looks like multiple sources are saying the circumstances surrounding the famous DJ's death did tell us that indeed they are telling us that he did take his own life.
So the story that I read was he was actually not home. He was visiting and staying at some royal family's estate.
Uh-huh.
So he was not even, he was at somebody else's house, essentially.
And then I had saw pictures the day before where he was photographed on a yacht, someone's yacht, just having drinks in hand and having a great time.
Really?
So maybe he was cruising around the ocean with the estate close by.
So maybe we should have sort of reset this.
Okay.
If you don't know Avicii, he's a DJ, a producer guy who has made a pretty big name for himself.
Since he was 16 years old, they say.
And made a ton of dough. What did we, mm-hmm, say? 85 million?
85 million. He was 20. Excuse me. He was 28 years old.
Right.
When
so
he passed
young
away.
Guy, known worldwide for his DJing and producing.
Producing all kinds of people.
He also modeled. Did you know that?
I don't think I did. He's quite handsome.
Yeah. He modeled
for
Ralph Lauren.
Oh, man.
Which, you know, I mean, if he's that big of a star internationally,
mm-hmm,
and he's handsome enough, it makes sense for them to hire the guy. But that's what he had going for himself. And apparently he also had troubles. I do know, and I don't know this part of the story,
mm-hmm,
but just from my own experience with alcoholism and trying to quit and how difficult it is. And then watching just this last year as Chris Cornell took his own life.
Right.
And he was a guy who struggled with addiction.
Mm-hmm.
And Chester
Bennington
who also took his own life,
mm-hmm,
and also struggled with addiction. I do know that quitting and relapsing and quitting and relapsing, that struggle is beyond humiliating. It wears you out both physically and mentally.
Right? Yeah.
You feel like the biggest loser in the world, mm-hmm, as you cannot pull off this, mm-hmm, this thing that's got you by the throat. So I don't know if that was what was going on with him or if he had other mental health difficulties that maybe led him to feel like he couldn't.
We had said that he stopped touring in 2016 because he felt he couldn't go be in that situation, the party life situation, the clubs and you know, all the rock star status stuff. You know what goes along
with
that.
So it may have been just simply the addiction was something he couldn't get off. I mean, I know that the story with Kurt Cobain was, mm-hmm, similar in that he couldn't quit heroin.
Mm-hmm.
He had like run away from a rehab and went back to Seattle, and that's when he took himself out. It's a pretty exhausting reality when you desperately want to just stop and can't.
Seems like it. Sources are saying the method of death was a shard of glass that caused massive bleeding. Different sources, some are saying that he broke a wine bottle, used the glass to inflict the fatal wound. Some are saying that it was a knife, or rather a neck wound. Others are saying it was a wrist. Whatever it was, massive bleeding. He bled out. So Avicii found dead April 20th, and that was Oman in the Middle East. And as you said, Vinny, alcohol problems, he battled for several years.
It's so weird. Well, it's all, I can't relate to that in particular, but he wasn't at his own house. He was visiting people and in their home.
I wouldn't be surprised if he hardly ever spent time at his own house. Always
tour life.
Yeah, out and about. And maybe he didn't want to be alone. Part of the message that his family released last week was he really struggled with thoughts about meaning, life, happiness. He could not go on any longer. He wanted to find peace.
He's also one of those kids that couldn't really, he didn't like to have small talk.
You know? Oh, he wanted to go into deep.
Yeah, it was always like a deep philosophical type of conversation.
It's hard.
He found it very difficult just to have a regular conversation with anybody. Yeah. Which is difficult when you're a public figure and he's always out on tour. And so, you know, that was part of his drinking too, just because it lets him loose and he can relax. And that's a problem where I think he just started leaning on it too hard.
Yeah. Hmm.
Well, if we hear more, we'll keep you posted with that. Hooman, you got a story for us?
I sure do. Let's talk about Kanye West.
Oh, no. Kanye. What about Kanye? What's he doing now?
So the doctor who operated on Kanye West's mother, a couple days before she died.
Mm-hmm. What's
Donda? I was going to say his name in a sec. Hold on.
Okay.
He says he's flattered that Kanye wants to use his image to promote his new, album. Mm-hmm. But he's also saying cease and desist. So this guy's name is Dr. Jan Adams. And he goes on to say he doesn't want to seem ungrateful, but Kanye, don't put my picture on the album. If you're going to put anyone's picture on the album, you should put your cousin's picture on your next album.
Who's his cousin?
So this is what hasn't really been reported. Dr. Adams points to the official coroner's report on Donda West's death, which highlights the negligence of West's nurse, who's Kanye's cousin, following the surgery.
Really?
And this guy's name is Stephen Scoggins. Scoggins was supposed to be the primary caregiver for Donda following her surgery, but he left her alone because, according to Stephen, she looked like she was better. So, I left. So, if Kanye's looking to heal, Dr. Adams says, if you want to heal, first call the people in your own camp who knew better and persisted with the charade in order to hide their own guilt. Yikes.
Yeah. I'm just trying to see, how can he post the picture on his album? Is that what we're saying?
Yeah, So anyway, he ends the letter to Kanye by saying this. Lastly, Kanye, I am pleading for you also, outside of, calling out your own cousin, I also want you to mend fences with your buddy John Legend, who's trying to help you and offer a different perspective.
Oh, and that's about the political stuff. That's so stupid.
That
you know what?
Trump thing. But they were together over the weekend at the little what do you call the party for the babies? Baby shower. They were at the baby shower together. They did like Instagram stories.
As
together.
Rad as I think it is to be alive, and life is really fun and pretty darn cool,
sure.
Even when the nonsense will get you down. There's also a ridiculous side, and the fact that his mom died getting plastic surgery. It is an absolute tragedy. And this guy, Kanye, I get it. The guy's suffering because he's lost his mom and probably can't even reconcile that. In a sense, she went and got surgery she did not need and it killed her, which is awful. And you'd think the doctor would be able to say, like, look, I get it. You're hurting. You don't get to use my picture. The end. I don't know why he's jumping into a conversation about mend fences with
It's Kanye. So... Don't talk to yourself.
I don't know why you're going there, Doc. That's dumb. But yeah, I feel bad for him. Yeah. Your mom died getting plastic surgery.
Yeah.
One last thing. Kanye says, Dr. Adams says, I'm willing to have a longer conversation with you, Kanye, face-to-face meeting. And Kanye said, yeah, I want that face-to-face meeting. So they're going to start the healing process together.
I mean, we see it all the time with people who pass away too soon. The families are grieving so hard, they just want to sue and blame, and they're so injured mm-hmm. that they just are lashing out at everyone around them.
Exactly.
Yikes.
Neither do you.
All right.
Oh, my God.
All right, Isat, back over to you.
I wasn't going to do this story here, but I'm going to do it since we're talking about moms. Russell Brand's mother suffered life-threatening injuries in a car crash, and it looks like he has canceled his rebirth tour after his mother was injured in this serious car crash. He took to social media. Again, this is Russell Brand. His mom got into a car crash. He took to social media to do a video for his 12.3 million followers. It looks like his mom is 71 years old, and they're saying numerous life-threatening injuries. And Russell is also saying that his mom had only finished chemo for her sixth bout of cancer just a month ago.
Awful.
So he's taking care of her. Let's see. She was pulled bleeding from the comedian's chauffeur-driven limo on Thursday after a hit-and-run smash. So, again, Russell Brand has canceled his tour due to his mom.
Quick follow-up. We were giving away Fleetwood Mac tickets earlier, they have the eighth best-selling album of all time.
Of all time. That's huge.
Yeah.
All right, Bryn, and you missed the last cue, so let's go.
What's happening?
Bryn's running back and forth. Don't ask him to do anything, Hooman. Poor Bryn. Bryn is like working his side of the board, and then he's working Sarah's side of the board.
Run to the office to edit some other stuff real quick, too.
Exactly. Don't ask him to do anything, Hooman.
All right, Bryn, you ready? Okay, this next story has to do with Ghostbusters. So this guy who designed, remember in the movie Ghostbusters, the ghost Slimer? You remember Slimer?
The green guy?
Yeah, the green guy that put slime on everyone. So the guy who designed Slimer, his name is Steve Johnson. Mm-hmm. He said his initial instructions were to create something that looked like slime with arms. And he kept drawing things and showing it to the producers and the director, but nobody was happy with anything this guy was drawing. So they eventually told him, make the ghost look like John Belushi, who was originally supposed to play the part that Bill Murray got. But he died.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So Steve stayed up all night and did a tremendous amount of cocaine.
Great.
Thank you. And then he finished Slimer, and he said in his cocaine-induced state, he got help from John Belushi's actual ghost.
Okay.
He says, I was 3 grams into the night.
All right. That's close to an
8-ball.
That
is close.
That's a lot.
My nose hurts thinking about it.
And I was in this cocaine-induced delusional paranoia. And then all of a sudden, John Belushi's ghost came to me to help me out. And he says, John's ghost.
He said, give me a line.
Jeez.
He says, John's ghost encouraged me. And then he says, John's ghost stood there and modeled for him. So he's high on cocaine. He sees John's ghost. And then John's ghost just sits in a chair and says, draw me. When they were finished.
Really?
Thank you.
So the guy's having delusions.
Yeah. So then he says,
yeah.
This is when we were finished. Steve says John's ghost looked at the cocaine after they were finished drawing him and said, watch that powder, Steve. It'll kill you. And then he finished the drawing, turned it in, and they accepted the image of Slimer.
He went straight to rehab.
Did he?
No.
Probably not, right?
Right.
Oh, wow.
Oh my God, cocaine. It's so bad for you. Kids, don't do it.
I just saw a story about the song from Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
So is it Ray Parker Jr. Uh-huh. that does the song?
Yeah.
Okay, so he said he had a pretty nice thing going for himself where he was doing studio work or whatever, mm-hmm. and someone hit him up. The movie was about to be released. It had 2 weeks before release when the director, I think it was, hit him up and said, "We're trying to get a song. We need Ghostbusters in the title. We'll give you anything you want. And you don't even have to, like, if we don't use it, we'll still pay
still
you.
Still get paid." Uh-huh.
So he, in a weekend, wrote Ghostbusters,
oh,
turned it
fun.
In, and they, with 2 weeks to go before the movie release, this is it. And
such
now
a
he's
great
like,
song.
I've made it's like hitting the lottery that song for me.
Excellent.
He got rich.
He got paid.
He did get paid.
Oh man, I've always loved Ray Parker Jr. Even to this day, I'll see him.
Why?
I'll be like, oh, because he's fine.
I know, but what has he done besides that?
Nothing.
Look him up. I swear, there are songs. When I was a kid, there's at least one or two songs that. I'm pretty sure it was that.
Who well, the story I saw him. Was that
but he's
he was
gorgeous.
He was a studio musician making good money and had made, you know, some cash for himself. But this song was like hitting the lottery for him.
That's
and
awesome.
And he did it in a weekend.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at these titles. You Can't Change That, Jack and Jill, The Other Woman, Loving You.
Oh, I love that song. And You Can't Change That. I don't
what?
Know.
You don't Rick, know it.
I know that Should song. I love there? That song.
All right, listen. We got
a
break.
The Other Woman. There's all kinds. See, I know there was songs by him.
We've got a break. I'll be back with news after these. Radio.com. Radio.com. Allison 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. What's up, everyone? We are here and live, but Sarah is suffering from poison oak and a mystery something. We don't know.
Mystery illness.
Well, fainting seems... I don't get it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that could possibly have to do with poison oak. But anyway,
well,
she has taken a day.
Her tummy was hurting yesterday. Maybe that has something to do with it all.
Sure. So she's taken a day, but we are here and live, and we're going to do some news, sports, and some celebrity trash and play some songs for you. So hopefully you'll hang. All right. What's up, everyone? This House Report is brought to you by RadioAllis.com. Check out our station's website. It's up to date with all the cool stuff in town.
Mm-hmm.
So check it out. Here's what's happening. It looks like the Sharks lost last night. Vegas Golden Knights beat the Sharks 4-3 in overtime, and game four is tomorrow at 7:00. And the Warriors play tonight. That's game two of their series against the Pelicans, and they've already got one win. Star-studded last time, so it should be fun watch.
Beyonce and Jay-Z.
God, I asked.
Oh my God.
Even,
did you keep going on
I
with
did.
This question?
Well, I wanted the answer I wanted, which is Jay-Z is by far the bigger star than Beyonce, and only Michael Martin gave me the same answer. So I asked the missus, I'm like, seriously, who's bigger? And she goes, Beyonce, absolutely. I go, name one hit, and then she names 10 hits.
Oh,
I'm all,
there you go.
You're so lame.
We had this conversation
so
yesterday
stupid.
Because Beyonce and Jay-Z were at the Warriors game,
right.
And so Vinny went around the room asking who's bigger.
Because Jay-Z's bigger by far,
well,
no question. I
is,
even feel like Beyonce might not be who she is if she wasn't with Jay-Z.
Was the question, who would we want to see? And we said Beyonce.
No, the question was, who's
a
bigger deal?
Who's the bigger star, yeah.
Well, I still say Beyonce.
Are you doing that story today about what most men fantasize? Which
oh,
which celebrity?
I do. I do have that story coming
okay.
up at 7.
Didn't
think
mean
about
it. I don't
so
want
the
to
question is. I know you just did kind of, but the question is who when you're during your sexy time, who are you thinking about, and what do most people think about? We have options for men and options for
Wait,
women.
Wait, while I'm having sex or when I'm with myself?
Yourself.
Oh, by myself.
So think about that. We'll talk about that after
'cause those are two different things entirely.
Okay, let's get into that after too.
Well, one is if you're having sex, then you think about dead puppies or getting attacked by a shark because
well,
you don't want to finish
sexy.
Too soon.
Uh-huh.
If you're by yourself, then you think of all the hot things in the uh-huh. world that you can possibly remember. Duh. Anyway, here's what's happening. Oh, I already did that. The Sharks
yeah.
lost.
Ooh.
Oh, and the Warriors are tonight.
Mm-hmm.
So Highway 1 at Big Sur is set to reopen in September. I do this because Big Sur is one of the most beautiful parts of California. It is a jewel, and it has been cut off for a year now. I guess that I don't remember exactly when that landslide happened.
A long time ago.
Yeah, it feels like a long time ago.
Oh, it was on May 20th. I've got it right here. So it's almost a year ago.
Dang.
That the mud slid onto Highway 1 and into the ocean. And it was, they say, a million tons of rocks. So that area has been cut off. They've rerouted traffic, but it's been...
Well, they were helicoptering people in, right,
yeah.
for Post Ranch?
So,
you went to Post Ranch, didn't
yeah,
he?
So my buddy owns Post Ranch, and he was telling me... You know, all these
shame,
all these, you know, organizations and companies had to like shut down for months because they couldn't get anyone there. And so he, you know, came up and partnered with a helicopter company to be able to fly people to Post Ranch. But all the companies around him, all the organizations, all the other resorts were shutting down. He was the only one that was actually able to break even. So the fact that they're opening this up is huge.
It is a
for
big
him.
Deal, right? Well, it's a big deal for the whole area. No one was hurt during, according to this, no one was hurt when the landslide happened, but their area has been cut off. People who work there, people who live there have been suffering for over a year or almost a year, and it will reopen in September. So I don't know. That really kind of doesn't happen in time for summer vacations and camping. I mm-hmm. used to camp in Big Sur all the time. It
oh,
is,
with your family?
With the girl that I went out with when I was here the first time.
Oh.
No, we haven't been back there other than to go to that Post Ranch
place. I guess I remember a couple of camping stories.
So the drive from here to Post Ranch is about 3 hours?
Yeah, and then when I tried to, because I was considering going to Post Ranch, and then it was taking me, I went through the
around.
Maps, it was taking yep. me completely around. Like, yep. it would take me 6.5 hours to get there.
Yeah.
At the very least.
They were opening up, like, land that the Army owned uh-huh. to get you there. But, you know, this land isn't paved. There's no lines on the road.
Yeah.
There's no reflectors anywhere.
I would not there's, make it.
There's no railing on the side, you know?
I'd just pull over and cry.
So you could have gotten down there, but it was incredibly difficult, and it was double the amount of time.
Yeah so it's really good news. Big mm-hmm. Sur's about to be saved.
That's good.
September, they'll reopen Highway 1
well, at
to
least
Big
there's
Sur.
A date.
These five habits could add 10 years to your life, and it's not that hard. It's not some crazy thing. It's
common sense.
Well, eating healthy,
yeah.
exercising regularly, maintaining a healthy body weight, not smoking, and keeping your alcohol consumption moderate. Those things could add 10 years to your life. And I don't even think that they're...
And it sounds like good years, right? Healthy years.
Yeah. These are behaviors that will help add 10 years. Eating healthy, exercising regularly, maintaining a healthy body weight, not smoking, moderate alcohol consumption.
Mm.
So.
We could all do... some of that.
It's not easy to do all of it, but certainly you can. Well, smoking's hard to quit. I don't know who's still doing it. I see it.
My husband. And
he's still. Has he tried to switch over to the vape thing?
Not. You know what? The funniest thing happened yesterday. It clicked in my head. Sarah was talking to you guys are both talking about vaping and e-cigs. And for some reason, I hadn't separated the two in my head. Like, oh, vaping is e-cigs. E-cigs is vaping, but they're two separate things.
I guess so.
But he does not vape, but he will use the e-cig.
But prefers a regular cigarette.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's been smoking his whole life, right?
Yeah.
And how old is he? 60?
He'll be 60 this year, I believe.
So.
Yikes. You know, his dad smoked his entire life, and his dad stopped smoking. And I think died like a year later or something
what?
Like that. Something like that, yeah.
I think if I knew.
And nothing related to cigarettes either.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
If I knew it was over, like someone said,
oh, God.
You know, there's like a disaster or something, I would want to smoke like the final days.
Like nonstop.
Yeah. I miss it. People who smoke, you create a habit that's totally unnecessary. Uh-huh. But once it's there, it becomes this distraction that even when you quit, you still have it in your head.
Right.
It's so dumb.
It is dumb.
It's smoke, for crying out loud. Durr.
Mm-hmm.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Let me read a couple of these. Don't forget, we've got Justin Timberlake tickets coming up just after 7 o'clock.
Dude, people were going nuts last week when he was in town. And
he's
good.
To
learn that he's coming back already so soon this year.
Yeah, he's really good.
Yeah.
415 says, they originally wanted Huey Lewis in the news for Ghostbusters. They declined and then sued Parker Junior's song, similarity to I Want a New Drug.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure they won that lawsuit.
So, Vinny, I saw that text, and Rolling Stone printed out an article, and it's Ray Parker Jr. versus Huey Lewis in the news. This was from 1984. Ghostbusters by Ray Parker Jr. Versus I Want a New Drug is what the case is. And producers of the film Ghostbusters originally approached Huey to pen the film's theme, but he had already committed to doing something else. In any case, the verdict is the pair settled out of court in 1995 on the condition that both parties refrain from speaking about the suit in public. All was well until Lewis unloaded about the settlement on a 2001 episode of VH1's Behind the Music. Parker then turned around and sued Huey soon after for breaching the confidentiality agreement.
Wait, so Huey Lewis was the one that talked on the...
It sounds like Ray Parker... People are saying it sounded like I Want a New Drug.
Right. No, I got that.
Do you
know
that song?
I do.
I Want a New Drug?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You're going to hear them side by side?
Okay.
So that beat's pretty similar. Here's the other one.
Oh.
Yeah. That's funny.
They're saying a bunch of texters are writing in about this. But the thing that I saw over the weekend, last weekend, Ray Parker was just like, that song was the lottery for me. I made bank on that thing.
Man.
No mention of Huey Lewis at all. So I didn't know the Huey Lewis story when I mentioned that.
Yeah,
510 says, I overslept. Where's Sarah?
Where's Sarah?
Did you guys finally ban her from the studio until she gets the steroids? No, and she was going to get the steroids. I texted her that a friend of mine who mountain bikes has had poison oak a bunch of times, took the steroids without issue. And she said, all right, I'm going to do it. And then an hour later, she said, I think I'm sick. Mm. And so she's out today. She's got a sick day. And we're here live doing the show. So we'll do Celebrity Trash and Justin Timberlake tickets coming up after these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue.
And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.